Ever get that like sinking feeling? You know, when you've said yes and instantly you're like, why did I do that? Who? Maybe it's agreeing to help a friend move. We've all been there. Or that impulse buy that seemed like a good idea at the time. But today we're diving into those yeses that hit a little different, the ones tied to our personal boundaries. And to help us unpack all of this, we're turning to a blog post that really resonated with you. The author, who calls herself a mindful modern mistress, love that talks about navigating boundaries, especially when things get, shall we say, heated. And just a heads up, while the post touches on BDSM, this deep dive is for everyone. It's about those universal moments where we might question if yes really means yes. Right. One point she makes, and it really struck me, is that renegotiating boundaries in the heat of the moment, well, it's risky business. And she uses the example of BDSM, where, you know, physiology is already a factor, to really highlight this.
And it makes sense, right? Because when we bring in those intense emotions, whether it's in the bedroom or anywhere else, our decision-making process gets a serious makeover, doesn't it? We've got adrenaline, dopamine, all those fun hormones in the mix. And suddenly, that impulse control, yeah, it's taking a backseat. And this is where the whole concept of consent becomes so incredibly important, you know? Because true consent, it needs that space to breathe. It can't be pressured or coerced or made when our judgment's clouded by those heightened emotions.
Absolutely, yeah. And she actually shares a really relatable story in the post. She talks about a dating experience where initially the agreement was to take things slow. But then later on, things kind of shifted and her partner started pushing for unprotected sex. Mm. And it wasn't like a screaming match or anything, but it was that subtle pressure, that testing of the waters. And it made me think, how often do we find ourselves in those situations where the lines get blurry?
Right. And her story, while personal, I think, it really underlines the importance of being prepared for those moments when those initial agreements, those boundaries that were set might be, you know, questioned or even disregarded. It's not about judging anyone's choices or lifestyle, but it's about recognizing those patterns, those red flags that might indicate that someone isn't respecting those pre-established boundaries. And that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. So for our listeners out there, what would you say are some signs, maybe even subtle ones, that a line's starting to get crossed? Like, how do we catch it before it becomes a bigger issue?
You know, sometimes it's that gut feeling. It's like, even if you can't quite put your finger on it, something feels off. Trust that. That's your internal alarm system going off. Don't ignore it. And, you know, it's also smart to have those, what I like to call exit strategies in place. Like, if you're going into a situation that you're maybe a little unsure of, having a code word with a friend or making sure you've got your own ride sorted, those things can be lifesavers. Because at the end of the day, you are allowed to say no. Even if you've said yes before, even if it feels awkward, your no is valid, period.
So important. It's about remembering that boundaries, they're not about being rigid or inflexible, right? They're about self-respect. And ultimately, they're about safety. So I want to leave our listeners with this, and it's something to really ponder. Think about your own life, your work, relationships, even your relationship with yourself. Where are those boundary lines drawn? And do they need a little adjusting? Just something to chew on.